I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. We become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be continuing from the last ET Yoga program with more disinformation that's out there in the spiritual community, and also we'll be getting into reality creation. And I apologize that last week we didn't have time to share with you the cutting-edge technique from the Heart Math Institute regarding reality creation, but I'm hoping I'll be able to squeeze that in a little bit later in the program as well. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari, 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 H
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Hari
Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Hari
Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari
Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari
Hari Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om
Om Hari Hari Hari
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 Om Hari
Om Hari Hari 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 Hari
Om Hari Om Hari
Om
Om Hari Om Hari
Om
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Shanti.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Sachidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, and also to invite listeners to email me concerning questions you may have concerning anything presented on this program. And rest assured, I will respond to your emails and give you the best response that I'm capable of. And you can contact me at paperfungo, that's P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And I'm also interested in hearing from the listeners regarding your requests for program content, and nothing makes my day more than hearing about successes that you have by utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. And then tonight, I hope to be presenting some techniques toward the end of the program. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability given your particular circumstance. And to elaborate on that just a bit, why do I applaud your efforts? Well, for example, in mainstream medical, I take my hat off to those people who are involved with emergency response, and what they do is amazing work in that area. And I agree with Dr. Bruce Lipton when he says that mainstream medical does great work with respect to trauma. However, after that, it's kind of garbage. It has nothing to do with promoting health. It's more about promoting profit and providing a bunch of brutal techniques such as chemotherapy and providing a vehicle for you to take pills so that they can prolong disease and even create disease through the side effects of their treatments. And also, with respect to mainstream media, I think it's becoming more obvious to more people that the truth has become offensive. It becomes a violation of community standards. And why so many people and doctors, et cetera, have had to go to alternative platforms in order to present their message to the public. And also with respect to these pills, some of those pills that Big Pharma, most of it's poisonous, and some of it is even filled with nano. As one of my listeners recently informed me that their antibiotics were magnetic, so lots of nanos in there, and as well as in vaccines. And then when we go to the area of technology, well, the cell phone that most people are addicted to, I've seen videos where it actually activates the nano graphite in your system, and not to mention television, the chief brainwashing tool that's out there that people are addicted to. And one of the reasons I don't have a television or a cell phone, I borrow one to do this program once every 2 weeks, and is that I refuse to pay to be brainwashed. So there goes the cable TV. So those are some of my thoughts about why I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from those areas. Now, moving on to the main agenda of tonight's program, I want to continue with some disinformation that I picked up, kind of became aware of regarding the meeting on Ganymede, one of Jupiter's moons, of Galactic Federation and other extraterrestrials and higher beings, related to what's happening on planet Earth. And one of the places I've noticed an update was from a Dr. Sala and his spin on what happened during those meetings. And he uses about four different sources as confirmation that this is what in fact transpired. One is a person called Val Neck, which we don't know who he is, but apparently channels information through Megan Rose. Another person, Thor Hahn, apparently some extraterrestrial that's giving info through Elena Danan, that's D-A-N-A-A-N. A person called JP, who serves with the U.S. Army, but we don't know in what capacity. And they also cite Alex Collier. And in my opinion, Alex Collier never confirmed the information that's in this update of this meeting. What he confirmed was that he knew about a potential meeting or activity on Ganymede. And if Alex Collier confirmed the information in this report, then as far as I'm concerned, Alex Collier is part of the control problem, the control group, and I don't think he is. Now, what was the sum total of the focus here of this report? And I quote from Dr. Sala that this is not given, that there's not going to be a split or separation of humanity into different groups that proceed to multiple worlds or destinations, and that there's not going to be on the planet a planet-wide so-called, quote, harvest, that planetary harvest does not occur, and most of humanity collectively moves forward in a positive timeline, a Star Trek future. Well, in my opinion, that's just total garbage. And I would like to mention that my first sign that there was some red flag here was when I heard another interview with Elena Danan, who, when asked about the solar flash, said that it was a some kind of a psyop and that there's really nothing to it. That was a big red flag for me, because just so that ET Yoga listeners and audience are understand where I'm coming from, my internet, not internet, tells me that, the ascension is on, and so is the solar flash. And there is going to be a timeline split, and it's going to be an amazing celebration, because the main purpose of that meeting is to more celebrate the ascension of a certain portion of humanity into 5D, where they become part of the galactic community. And further to that, when I sort of noticed this information, I concurrently saw an interview from Ishmael Perez at Project Camelot, who totally confirms exactly what I just said. And not only that, but there are countless clients of QHHT, or quantum healing hypnosis technique, that was Dolores Cannon's technique, and a lot of her trained regressive hypnotists are contacting higher selves of their clients and making transcripts. And some of those transcripts actually go into before, during, and after the solar flash. I refer my listeners to check out Allison Coe. She's a QHHT practitioner and regressive hypnotist. And on YouTube, you can access some of this information that I've just mentioned. and also to check out Ishmael Perez, because he's getting download that's similar to my download concerning that meeting on Ganymede. And I'd also like to, should also mention that he points out that after the ascension, the next challenge for humanity, according to him, is the whole galaxy is going to need to pull together to take on a powerful AI that's out there called Omega Metatron that's taken over galaxies. So I just want to point out what I see as another bit of disinformation. Yeah, there's some truth in the fact that there was a meeting on Ganymede, but this spin on it, as far as I'm concerned, is total garbage. And as well, I would also find it totally ridiculous that there would be a number of high beings meeting in our solar system and not be aware of the genocide happening on this planet and not even mentioned in this update. And to further expand on that, Annika and Swaru, and that's from the, you can check out at Cosmic Agency on your internet, did an analysis of the vaccines and basically stated that the technology is not known. It is Federation level and is known in the Pleiades and forbidden for use by a series of treaties, including Orion's with the Federation. It was not manufactured by humans. That's part of their information. They also state that by these vaccines, they can sterilize and they can change the structure of the brain with the creation of artificial neuron networks created with the use of replicated stem cells inside the body of the vaccines. And this leads us to see that they would be able to control the world population as cyborgs. They would think what they want them to think and behave as they wish, and the population will think that's their own ideas. It's beyond mind control and beyond synthetic telepathy. They'll be able to kill at will a particular person by remote control or a population, and it'll be seen as natural because of other causes. They further state that the vaccines are remote-controlled microwave networks will be used to turn them on or off at the desired and the desired effects on each social group at will. And this goes into 5G, but need not be 5G technology to activate. The graphene will be inside the subject cells in unique and subject-specific ways and amounts, which will give it a unique frequency, also identifiable by Bluetooth-type microwave networks, which we see as congruent with calling it chipping of the world's population. And by the way, this information has been reported to the Alcyon Council and the Galactic Federation, as expressed at the Vieira Federation Council meeting on October 10th, 2021. It violates the anti-invasion and genetic alteration sections of the Orion and Federation Council meetings and legal agreement. And when asked which race is behind this exactly, who manufactured it, these Pleiadians said that they have been able to hide well. We believe that they are not here, but that they enter and leave through portals. And from the type of technology, we can see that they are reptiloids. They leave a trace because they've used this before. And I might also add that another point that the Pleiadians bring up is what the vaccines have is a variant of black goo. It will isolate humans. It'll transform them into being controllable by the cabal that is under the control of the reptilians and the matri, and those are grays, because the frequency of each person will no longer coincide with that of the original source, with their soul signal. It will no longer enter them. And I might also add that all of this is a violation of Nuremberg Code. And one of the Nuremberg Codes is that people are cannot be mandated nor forced into taking some experimental DNA or gene therapy. And these are not vaccines. And they're changing at the moment the definition of a vaccine to mean anything that alters your antibodies. But in the old definition of vaccine was you're given a little bit of the disease, and then your body fights it off, and that thus you develop immunity. These are not vaccines. This is a gene therapy. And they don't protect you from the so-called coronavirus. They don't protect the spread. There is no positive benefit, zero, related to this issue. It's just a total violation of Nuremberg Code and genocide on humanity. And one of the main provisions of the Nuremberg Code is informed consent. And what is informed consent? That means if you go to a doctor and you're going to have some kind of a procedure, that they are obliged to explain to you the alternative ways to deal with the problem, as well as potential harmful side effects. And this is not being done. It's a total violation of Nuremberg Code. And also, when these vaccines were given original emergency use, it was clear that they could not be mandated. And they tried to make it sound like there were no other possible cures, is why they suppressed information concerning hydroxychloroquine, which several groups of doctors in the United States were claiming worked wonderfully with their patients. And this group was totally suppressed. They watched this all happen. And as well, the other one was ivermectin. So there were alternative cures out there, but they're trying to make the public think there's only one answer to this, and that's the Bill Gates and the World Health Organization and all these criminal organizations that run these pharma companies that to get their vaccine. Because this is not about helping anybody do anything except to turn part of the population into cyborgs and kill off the rest. So I wanted to get that out there as far as disinformation. Further, related to disinformation, this is a kind of a funny one in a way, but it deals with the story that we're told, especially in the spiritual community, concerning Enki and Enlil, the Anunnaki brothers. And kind of interesting to note that it so turns out, and we heard this first from, interesting enough, Annika and Swaru at Cosmic Agency concerning the fact that it's actually the other way around. And this, in other words, it was Marduk, apparently, who created this confusion in the Earth population, because they don't really want you to know the truth about anything. And the Palladians went into detail concerning how we've been taught that Enki was the good one and Enlil the bad, but in reality it's opposite. And you can follow the bloodlines and groups supporting this to prove it. And actually, this Ishmael Perez at Project Camelot, in his interview, he goes into the bloodlines and proves it. So there was another source of information. So now at least we're getting more people out there that are becoming a little bit more aware of this, another form of disinformation, all based on some truth. And then the control cabal spins their agenda. And another interesting part of the garbage that's out there is concerning just the whole concept of Samaria and when it existed. The truth is, which is not taught in any university that I'm aware of, is that what they're calling the Pleiades, the pyramids in Egypt, they claim that they're 3,500 years old. That's just a total lie. The pyramids are at least 12,500 years old. And Egypt existed 5,000 years pre-Sumerian. And this is confirmed all over the galaxy by multiple extraterrestrial groups. And, of course, this is to confuse humanity, so we're not aware of the proper history, even recent history, let alone our galactic history. And this is all compounded by the further disinformation out there concerning flat Earth, which the main theory kind of goes like there's a kind of we're in some kind of a ball of some kind with a flat bottom, and there's no stars up there. Those are all projections. And just because NASA lies to us doesn't mean that there isn't, you know, a universe with stars out there. But according to this theory, there's no ETs either because, you know, it's all fake. It's a fake skyline they're showing us. And by the way, you can go to Cosmic Agency, and Swaru and Annika, the Palladians, also have a video there concerning the flat Earth and do counter all the basic premises that are out there. So you can go there and see that. But the bottom line here is why was this being promoted? Because it's a psyop, and if there's no ETs, well, I guess there's no ET group like the Alpha Draconians that have been ruling this planet for the last eons. So there's no need to think about them because they don't exist either. And by the way, if you listen to all this disinformation out there, somebody forgot to tell Gaia that she's not having her baby. Yeah, she's been waiting and waiting and waiting for so long and minimizing the Earth changes and everything else, and holding on for more humans to wake up and to want to go along for the ride to 5D. And now we got this disinformation out there that's telling us, oh, the whole thing's off. Yeah, right. What a load of crap. Yeah. And as far as we're going on this disinformation path, might as well toss in a couple of biggies. And, of course, one is the disinfo is the religious scam. We've got that because the Anunnaki created all the religions. So if you want to, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that one because I don't want to spend most of the show trying to convince some of those that got sucked into that one. And of course, getting sucked into these vaccines is a huge disinformation campaign, all related to fear. And the good news about this all is that this is a wonderful time to sharpen up your discernment because there's going to be a wonderful ending to this story. When a certain portion of the population does ascend to 5D and becomes part of the galactic community, and as George Carlin would say, there's a big club and you ain't in it. But guess what, controllers? There's a bigger club and you ain't in that one. And that's the good news. So it's all the dark, all serves to further help you grow, have you rise above it, integrate it. So thanks for all that negativity, because your fear, your nano, improper dogma related to religion, all of these negative and low frequencies cannot exist in 5D. It's incompatible with 5D energy. So it'll be nice seeing you, but wouldn't want to be you. Okay. Now I'd like to move to a more positive note to talk a little bit about reality creation. And on ET Yoga, I always talk about three types of reality creation. The first is that in the first 6-7 years of our lives, all we basically are doing is downloading belief systems from our original caregivers. And we should thank those original caregivers for the wonderful ideas and beliefs that they passed down to us. But at the same time, there, as part of the maturing process and doing your inner work related to spiritual progress, you need to do an inventory of your beliefs and disregard those that no longer serve you. And it so turns out that it is your thoughts, your emotions, your beliefs, your definitions, and your intentions that create the outer reality that you experience. You can't experience anything in 3D unless you're a frequency match for it. So basically, you know, we live in a holographic universe that is fractal, that it's all consciousness. And this concept of belief is pretty much at the heart of everything you experience, because it's all those beliefs that manifest in your outer reality that are reflection that shows you what you do believe. And that's why ET Yoga, I call ET Yoga a new yoga, because I call it the yoga of belief, because belief is so essential to everything that you experience in your outer life. And my studies in yoga came from Sri Swami Satchidananda, as well as Paramahansa Yogananda and Sri Ramana Maharshi. And in all those great teachings, nobody really spent much time talking about belief. And that's why when I look at even the different branches of integral yoga, if I was to re-teach, let's say, integral yoga, I would add the yoga of belief. Because when I look at all the yogas, they're all very important, but none more important than belief. And this has also been confirmed by Dr. Bruce Lipton, who's produced one of the best videos I've ever seen, a two-hour video called The Biology of Belief. And basically, he explains that modern science or modern medicine is basically Newtonian physics, where it's basically like fixing your car. There's something wrong with your car, you diagnose it, and you do the proper techniques or surgeries or whatever to fix the problem, but with no attention paid whatsoever to what you think or the mind or what you believe. But in quantum physics, as opposed to Newtonian thinking, the mind is paramount. And it is the mind that is the main determiner of human health. And he goes into exactly the biology of how that occurs. And another proof of that was in Greg Braden's 3-minute video, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, where a woman with a cancer tumor inoperable in the West went to a Beijing Qigong center, and 3 practitioners there made her tumor disappear in 3 minutes. Just to show how powerful the mind is. And there have been innumerable other proofs of this, and the main one in our society, of course, is the placebo effect. And why does the placebo effect work? Because you believe it. That's why. Even if they give you a sugar pill, if you think it's going to do something wonderful, it will. And there's also called the nocebo effect, which you implant some negative thought in somebody, like they're going to die in 3 weeks, and they likely would, even if they were healthy. So the bottom line is that what you believe is paramount. And why, when I talk about reality creation, and the first level of reality creation is the beliefs that you have. And you need to write down and keep an inventory of what beliefs you inherited, and the positive ones and ones that don't serve you anymore. You need to reprogram those. This is part of parcel of maturing. Now, the second level of reality creation is what I call a positive spin. And positive spin is not to be confused with just positive attitude. I'm talking about the fact that outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings. So what happens is we place an emotional definition on an outer circumstance, and that determines how we'll experience it. So the formula basically is that if you put a positive spin on an outer circumstance and a positive emotion, you'll have a positive experience from that. If you have a negative definition of an outer circumstance and you have a negative emotional reaction to it, you will have a negative experience from that. So to me, this is like highly, highly important, because we live in a holographic universe and we only attract what we're a frequency match for. So when you place a positive spin on an outer circumstance, you attract the positive holograms that match that, and then that becomes your experience. So that's the science of how that works. And to me, this is one of the easiest ways for people to prove to themselves that this whole idea works. And the way you prove it is you log experiences. So anything that you can identify as a negative in your life, identify it, spend some time, and then put some positive spin and positive emotion into it. And when I say positive emotion, I mean, okay, let's say, you know, this kind of a positive emotion. Yeah, I just can't wait to see something great that comes from this. That's the kind of attitude and passion that you need to prove to yourself that this works. And I've been utilizing this technique now for, I don't know, 15 years. I've been doing ET yoga, and I've done it thousands of times, and it always works. I mean, it always works. And I've challenged the ET Yoga listening audience many times to log down anything you perceive as a negative in your life, throw a positive definition and spin on it, get into it emotionally, and then log and see what happens. And some things take, are semi-immediately. Some take hours, some weeks, and certain circumstances take years before you ultimately see the positive result. Or as Ramana Maharshi would say, we thank God for all the good things in our life, but not for the negative. That's where we go wrong, because it's all good. You know, it's all useful, and it's all part of the growing process. So positive spin, to me, has become a major tool in my life. And that's why I share it with the ET Yoga listeners, is because if you get into it and you actually log these experiences and do the technique, which is simple, it'll blow your mind because it actually works. Yeah. So that's positive spin, second level to me of reality creation. Now we kind of can move on to the third level of reality creation, which is, in my opinion, more challenging. But this is where you're not dealing with a particular outer circumstance. You're kind of dealing with a blank slate here. You're creating a new situation or a new experience. And I would say that one of the easiest ways to assist in that process is using a crystal, like an Andara crystal. That's A-N-D-A-R-A. Andara crystals resonate with 5D energy. And fifth dimension, you can pretty much manifest things, at will. You don't have the issues that we have in the 3D scenario. And the process is still work in 3D, but Andara crystals can help amplify your thought processes up to like 1,000 times. So, if you have an intention, you can intend using Andara crystal would definitely increase the speed of manifestation. Now I'm going to share with you that technique that came from the Heart Math Institute, where they took three trained meditators and had them just focus their intention, I think it was on strands of DNA, to open or close strands of DNA. And like on the ends of your DNA and the telomeres. And what they found was that after, I don't know, so many minutes of all of these people meditating and intending to change, nothing changed. And then they added emotion and still nothing changed. But when they all added emotion and gave thanks, appreciation, and gratitude for it already having happened, they made a 20% change in the physical telomeres in that DNA sample. So what they basically proved was what I guess I've been saying for the last 10 years on ET Yoga, that by visualizing an event and giving thanks and appreciation and gratitude for it already having happened, that is the secret to the third level of reality creation. And this is particularly brought up in a book called Merlin's Message. Merlin's Message is, of course, the renowned Merlin, It comes from Marilyn the Magician. And she's that, trying to think of the name of that show. It's called Creating Camelot Club, a wonderful website. Creating Camelot Club. It's basically all about fourth and fifth dimensional thinking. And this book, it's just a little tiny book, but it's so full of wonderful sayings and specific techniques related to reality creation. And so, in my opinion, those are the three levels of reality creation. Number one is that beliefs you've downloaded since the time you were young kids. And then the positive spin. And third is creating new situations that don't already exist. So hope you picked up something from that. I'd also like to share with you another technique that Greg Braden came out with. It must have been close to 2 years now ago. And this comes as well from the Heart Math Institute. And the idea here is that this was before the COVID crisis, but so applicable with respect to boosting the immune system. Because as we all know, one of the chief things you can do to keep yourself healthy is to have a healthy immune system. And interesting concept here is to focus your attention on the heart and then touch the heart with your hands. And your attention goes to, you know, what you touch. Your consciousness goes there. And then they ask you to breathe deeper than usual. So like breathe in 5 or 6 seconds and out for 5 or 6 seconds. And imagine breathing in through your heart. And then what you do after you've done that just for a couple of minutes is to activate this. Activate some positive feeling like love or appreciation or gratitude. And keep that feeling going for a couple of minutes. And what this does is it boosts your immune system to max. And the effect keeps on for about 6 hours. So you can imagine, you know, if you did this in the morning and then later in the day, you'd pretty much have your immune system jacked up to its maximum. I think a very, very, and you can check that one out on the internet too. And I'm trying to think how I found it. I think I found it by going to Greg Braden immune system activation, something along those lines. And anyway, it's been out there for a couple years now, but I wanted to bring it up now because it's just so relevant related to what's going on now and how important it is to keep your immune system positive. And, of course, we all know that the trigger to the immune system is basically vitamin D, which we get from the sun, and how important it is to, you know, get outside and get sunlight. And, as well, exercise. I've been told by some ET sources that can be as much as 60% of the boosting the immune system can be related to getting exercise. Everybody should be breaking a sweat at least three times a week. And obviously, nutrition is another part of that. And in one of the more recent ET Yoga shows, I talked about the current world guidelines concerning food and its testing, which they're going to be testing using nanotechnologies, inserting nano and nano entities into the food chain. And that's going to be coming up anytime in the next 3 months. I'm planning on by spring to start paying really close attention to the source of food that I'm eating. Personally, do not want to be eating nano. And this is a big deal because it's going to be in the whole food chain. So, you know, the places that you go now for food, even though a lot of it's garbage because it's genetically modified, which is also really harmful, and most Americans are clueless concerning that because, for the most part, if you eat out or you eat fast food, you're eating GMO'd. So, you know, you wonder why you're not healthy or you've got issues. Because there's just certain things in this day and age you have to pay attention to that 40 years ago you didn't have to. And another one of those great ideas is detoxing. Every year for about, once a year for about 2 week period, every morning I would do a bentonite clay. And bentonite clay you can buy for, I don't know, $10 for a couple pounds. And you break off a chunk, put it in a glass, and fill it with water. And by morning it turns liquid and tastes like crap, but does wonders because it removes metals from the system. Has a number of other benefits, that to me is the main one because I think getting metals out is huge. I'm a big fan of Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. He has these 5-day detox programs for your liver, your kidney, your colon, also even for the brain. And considering the amount of people now with dementia and Alzheimer's, I highly recommend you check out Dr. Schultz, American Botanical Pharmacy in California. When I used to think about detoxing, I used to kind of cringe, but, you know, I love doing those programs now. I try to do them at least once a year. And like, for example, the kidney detox involves eating a vegetarian meal on the first day and the last day, and there's a 3-day basically a fasting period that you're only on the detox teas and herbs and juices. So it's a 5-day program and helps you lose weight as well as gives the proper detox, because as several ETs have mentioned, the world today is so toxic that basically these toxins lodge in our system in a way that paralyzes the immune system. And years and years ago, you didn't need to be concerned about detoxing, but you do today because everything is so toxic. And so I highly, highly recommend detoxing. Detoxing is one of those things, it's one of the cornerstones of health. And as the same with pure water, you don't want to be drinking the fluoridated water, calcifies the pineal gland. You want to get plenty of oxygen, like getting outside into nature, or even doing yoga pranayams, which satisfies that. Eliminating stress in your life to the best of your ability, and that's a big one these days. Because stress definitely has its impact on health, as well as getting your exercise and detoxing and moving towards a vegetarian or vegan diet. And I see the progression there goes from, meat eating to cutting out the red meats to eventually you're on chicken and fish, and then eventually you're vegetarian, then you go vegan, then you go fruitarian, then you go breatharian. So that's kind of the whole chain there. I also highly, highly recommend as advanced healing techniques, Egyptian healing rods, which the pharaohs used. The Russians discovered this, and they were only used by the elite and was not available to the public. They're highly effective. It's like being inside a pyramid for 15 minutes a day, and anything inside a pyramid has positive effects and benefits. I also highly recommend the Qigong healing sounds is taught. And it's actually in America now by Master Ming Tong Gu. And I would check him out, G-U. And that's Qigong healing sounds. And as well, I've been now doing sun gazing is taught by Hira Ratan Manik. That's M-A-N-E-K. For about a couple of years now, I'm up to 34 minutes. The maximum that you go to, I think, is 45. They consider you golden at that point. And so I'm looking forward to increasing my time up to the 45-minute level. And then at that point, you're not required to do the sun gazing anymore at that point. You walk on grass, I think, for an hour a day or something afterwards for a week, and that's basically the program. But I highly recommend you check out Hira Rakan Manek. He's been studied by NASA and for his amazing techniques that he teaches, a safe way to do the sun gazing so it doesn't damage the eyes. And I guess at this point in time, I'd like to wish my listeners my sincere best towards your team and a full consciousness, perfect health and abundance. And in closing, I'll also share with you the Who Am I technique. And that was originally taught to me by Baba Ram Dass. I think the original teacher was Sri Ramana Maharshi, who used to teach this to his disciples. It's called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A. And it's one of the techniques that he used to become self-realized, and it's one that I used to at least initially attain the level, and then wasn't as ripe as Sri Ramana Maharshi, so I'm still working on maintaining the level. And it goes like this. You place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then after you say, who am I? And you can do that a few times or whatever's comfortable. The main thing here is get to the highest place you know how to get to first. Do your pranayams, meditation, something like that. Become that spot in the center of your forehead. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.